Hard times even for the Queen. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Latest economic figures, don't bother looking. Unemployment still high. Factory orders for big-ticket manufactured items down. Middle class still caught in the big squeeze. But take heart. It's tough all over. Dateline, Buckingham Palace.
The Queen's heating bill for Buckingham and Windsor Palaces soared 50%, running to nearly $2 million a year. She also needed new heating systems.
Imagine Her Majesty shivering in a sleeping bag by the wood stove, Prince Philip out back splitting wood, Prince Charles tying himself to the one remaining tree in the backyard. No, that would not do back in 2004, and so...
So she asked the government if she qualified for energy-saving grants aimed at poor people.
Yes, just released records from 2004 show the Queen applied for energy efficiency grants. And it was approved, at first.
The government first agreed, but had second thoughts, saying it worried about negative media coverage if the palace was given a grant at the expense of a hospital.
Apparently the prospect of angry crowds with pitchforks trumped the royal goosebumps. Oh, you silly British. Learn from us. Here in America, if we had a royal family and someone forced them to get by with less, we'd call that class warfare. Here in America, our politicians understand that the rich create jobs, and so the last thing you want to do is annoy them in any way. Stand up for your subsidy, Your Majesty. And if it gets too hot for you over there, or too cold, we would welcome you here, provided you have the proper documentation. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.